And it's time to go to the movies here on Breakfast on this Thursday morning with our resident film critic, Jason DeRosso. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Fran.
This week, film about rape. This comes from the director of Basic Instinct and Showgirls. This is a tough issue to deal with in the movies. I remember The Accused way back.
Yeah, absolutely. It is tough. And it's actually tough to review as well because I really like this film. I think it's one of the most interesting films of the year. And it's made by Paul Verhoeven. Now, he's teamed up with Isabelle Huppert to make this film. And she plays a powerful French businesswoman who runs a video game company, a very successful one. And in the first scene of the film, she's raped by a home intruder. And so begins what might seem like it's about to be a sort of psychological thriller, a rape revenge film about her trying to find the identity of this assailant and getting revenge. Partly it is that. But given that it's Paul Verhoeven, who is a master of genre, and he's a master of genre who can sort of permit himself to bend the rules and break the rules a little bit and do all sorts of weird things, head off on tangents, it's also a social satire about the French upper middle class. That's quite funny at times in a very wry way. And the film is, it starts to take all these detours into the different relationships she has in her life with men. Mm. She is a woman who's in control, who since childhood has been all about not being a victim. The film sort of, I mean, she struts through the world of this film. She doesn't, you know, sort of walk through it. Very early on when she's going out to dinner with her ex-husband, she accidentally, you know, bangs into his bumper bar and completely trashes the car without, she's trying to park out the front of the restaurant, and she sort of is gleefully unrepentant. I mean, she's a really sort of highly powered, you know, very charismatic woman, and yet she has this terrible thing happen to her at the very beginning. And so this paradox, I think, is played out beautifully in the film. That's part whodunit, part social satire. And then there's a very weird backstory about something that happened to her in her childhood. It wasn't sexual abuse, but she suffered a great shame because of something that her father did. And so it also becomes a film about her dealing with those demons from the past. So a very complex film that's very hard to pin down, but I think defiantly hard to pin down, but I think deliciously so.
Wow. Best film of the year. That's pretty big.
Well, one of the best films, absolutely. It's called Elle.
And you've got another movie for us this morning, also about a strong, resilient female character.
Absolutely.
American Honey.
Yeah, this is a really interesting film set in, in this sort of underclass of teenage dropouts, really, who go traveling the country. In this case, they're traveling in a van across the southern states of the United States, selling door-to-door magazine subscriptions. I mean, I'd never heard of this. Who buys magazine subscriptions anymore? I mean, it's almost a worthless sort of product, but it's all in the gift of the gab. It's a bit like people who go around selling raffle tickets.
Knives. There's still people who go around selling knives.
Right. It's like encyclopedias or something. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of odd. But the film essentially is the story of a young woman who joins this sort of traveling group and falls in love with a guy played by Shia LaBeouf, and then falls foul of the leader of the group, who's a woman who doesn't like the fact that, you know, her man's been stolen. So there's a sort of love triangle beneath what is, on the surface, a really sort of dreamy, evocatively shot road movie, kind of loose-limbed in a way. I'll play you a clip, a section of the trailer that gives you a sense of it.
It's a business opportunity. We go door to door, we sell magazines. We explore, like, America, we party. Come with us.
Say hello!
Hey-o!
Got money!
Got dough!
You got anybody who's gonna miss you?
Not really.
Okay, good. You're hired.
Yeah! I like to make money get turned. I like to make money get turned.
Is she okay?
Oh, yeah, you just gotta keep her in your prayers, darling.
I've been trying to be Christian, but I can see the devil has a hold of the two of you.
So it sounds very American. He says we want to explore America, but the director of this film is British.
Well, absolutely. And look, the film has it's mainly gotten rave reviews, but there is it has attracted some criticism for presenting an outsider's view of America that at some points presents a kind of glib caricature of America's faults, you know, hypocritical born-again Christians and, you know, white trash dropouts and all of that. There is an element of that. But as a road movie, look, this is 161 minutes. I didn't feel that length at all.
That's
there are
long
moments. There are these vignettes in it, these encounters between the lead character, who's played by Sasha Lane, by the way, a newcomer, Connor, fantastic performance. Certain encounters she has along the road, along this treacherous journey, that are completely unpredictable, very ambivalent, and just have you on the edge of your seat. So I think all in all, Andrew Arnold, British director, has come to this story with an outsider's perspective, but I think that is what makes it so interesting as a film. I mean, you go along this journey with her. It's a film fascinated with America and American capitalism, and yeah, it's a fascinating film, American Honey. She's on the show this week, by the way.
I was just going to say, so Andrew Arnold, the director's on the show.
Yeah.
It's two strong movies by the sound of it for this week, American Honey and Elle. And you heard Jason there. He thinks Elle is a contender for one of the best movies of the year. And we will, of course, get Jason's tips for best movie of the year later in the year, though that is rushing towards us, it would seem. Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jason DeRosso, host of The Final Cut here on RN. You can hear The Final Cut, Andrea Arnold and others, tomorrow with Jason at 11:30.